To better understand why guns are so polarizing, our partners at Guns and America have been asking the question, when you look at a gun, what do you see? In the latest story in this series, Guns and America's Lee Patterson starts off at a community health center in Colorado Springs.
So I have a few slides to go over just so that we kind
of... One of the first slides shows the words, "I'm going to kill Dr. Wallace." Then Dr. Eric Wallace tells the story.
This was now 6 to 7 years ago when I saw a patient in Tulsa, Oklahoma in my practice.
And he had refused to prescribe this patient more opioids. The patient had gotten really upset. The next day, he was informed of...
a person who called into clinic saying, "I'm going to come up there and kill Dr. Wallace." And so I had to seriously think about, do I need a firearm for protection?
Wallace is now an associate professor of medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine.
When you look at a gun, what do you see?
I see fear.
Fear that guns can kill.
Fear around if that firearm is not handled appropriately, the consequences that could happen.
After the meeting, Wallace and I talked in his office about that death threat. Now, some people might decide whether or not to buy a gun impulsively. Not him.
As an internist by training, we're very analytical and detail-oriented, and so...
You're smiling as you say that.
And it's true, and I fully admit it, so...
So he set out to answer the question, would he and his family be safer with a gun in the home, with two pieces of data. The first...
The greatest risk of injury or death for someone who owns a firearm, that greatest risk is to the firearm owner.
He's talking here about suicide. Nearly 24,000 people died by firearm suicide in the U.S. last year. The second data point...
the thought that one mistake one time could lead to the death of one of my children.
According to a new study from the University of Michigan, in 2016, more than 3,140 kids died from gunshot wounds. The majority of these deaths were homicides and suicides. Accidents are more rare.
I can't handle that. That's not a risk I wanted to take.
Given all of this, Wallace decided not to buy a gun for protection. But many, many others make a different calculation. Polls show that a majority of people own guns for protection. But a Harvard study from 2015 found that victims used a gun for self-defense in just under 1% of crimes like robbery or assault. Wallace is on an ongoing fact-finding mission on guns. He's gone out shooting a few times, and he's part of a group called the Colorado Firearm Safety Coalition. So we take a trip to Bristlecone, a gun shop and range near Denver, for a different take on fear and firearms.
How often would you say people come in here wanting to purchase a firearm for protection?
More often than the recreational side.
Jacqueline Clark owns Bristlecone, and she's also a member of the Colorado Firearm Safety Coalition. She got into shooting after a home invasion scare.
So in self-defense, why would I need a larger caliber weapon?
Wallace is full of questions for Clark.
Would you agree with the statement that the person at greatest risk of injury and death is the firearm owner themselves?
In what context of suicide?
In context of suicide. So.
Things can change in life. You can become depressed. You can become demented. If you then have access to that loaded firearm, there's a higher probability that you're going to use that to complete suicide.
Clark is nodding yes, but she does believe you're safer with a gun in the home, with proper storage and training.
In my opinion, then you're a little bit more in control of your safety than without one.
When Dr. Wallace looks at a gun, he still sees fear, especially related to teens. They're impulsive, he says. Maybe they've had a really bad day. Maybe they know their parent keeps a gun in the house.
That's a pretty horrible consequence. And those are some of the things that scare me, because I'm a father of a teenager now who's been struggling. There's no way I would have firearms in my home.
From fear to power to practicality, when you look at a gun, there are many, many different things to see. It's all about perspective. For Guns in America, I'm Lee Patterson.
Guns in America and Connecticut Public Radio are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. Find out more at gunsinamerica.org.